You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety following the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show with Phil Neath. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
What bothers me the most is how people are justifying, they basically, you're seeing on social media and other aspects where people are actually saying he deserved it based on his comments. That to me, in my very humble opinion, is the problem. I mean, the rep that died in Minnesota, she was a Democrat. The last thing I would want is something like that to help happen to some of my colleagues who might be on the other side of the aisle. I would never, ever say something like that and wish that upon somebody. But to have the people out here, and to be honest with you, there are people in this county, and it's on both sides of the aisle. I mean, let me know. I'm not saying both sides are responsible, but are, in my humble opinion, are contributing to this. So I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Markline says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to come in and stuff. And we've talked about this in the past. I mean, you can come in. There are multiple entrances, which is potentially a problem. I mean, you can come in on the ground floor, multiple entrances, four entrances on the first floor. I know that, like, the new Senate sergeant at arm, he's very much into safety and stuff, and he's a former military background, and I'm glad that he is there now because he's much more focused on safety than people were 15 years ago or whatever. And so he's watching people. I appreciate that caution. So I think there have been some improvements made just based on the personnel that are now in charge of the operation of the legislature. So I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol. Grant County suffered its sixth traffic fatality of 2025 over the weekend. Sunday night at approximately 7:10, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of a possible crash on County Highway X south of Wyalusing. The reporting party was operating a UTV and reported they heard a loud noise several hundred feet behind them, and they suspected someone crashed into the heavily wooded ditch. The reporting party stopped to check the area and discovered a motorcycle had crashed on the west side of the roadway. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned Taylor Blizzard, 31, of Prairie du Chien, was traveling northbound on County Highway X on his motorcycle. Blizzard lost control of his motorcycle while negotiating a corner, and the motorcycle left the west side of the roadway. Blizzard was ejected from the motorcycle, and both Blizzard and his motorcycle went over the embankment on the west side of the road. Blizzard was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County coroner. Speed is suspected to be a factor in the crash, and the incident remains under investigation. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted on scene by the Bloomington Fire, West Grant EMS, Bagley First Responders, and the Grant County Coroner's Office. A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant program is rewarding the work done by local organizations. Four organizations are each receiving one-time grants of $250,000 to provide services in their communities that prevent non-medical use of opioids. Substance abuse prevention organizations in Dunn and Pierce counties, Kenosha County, the Forest County Pottawatomie community, and Milwaukee's Hispanic community are receiving the funding. The DHS grants are funded by Wisconsin's share of an opioid settlement. The search for a new family practice physician with a specialty in obstetrics ended successfully with the addition of Dr. Damilola Adesanya to the team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Originally from Nigeria and raised in Brooklyn, New York, Dr. Adesanya comes most recently from PCC Community Wellness Center in Illinois, where she worked as a perinatal and child health fellow with a focus on high-risk obstetrics and surgical obstetrics. She also spent time in Arusha, Tanzania during her fellowship working in the maternity ward. Her outstanding academic achievements include graduating magna cum laude from the Sophie Davis School of Biomedical Education at City College of New York and earning her Doctor of Medicine from State University of New York Downstate Health Sciences University. She will begin seeing patients later this fall. A Richland County resident has been arrested for possession of child pornography. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assigned 3 cyber tips as an affiliated member of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for reported possession of child pornography. This morning, the Richland County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant as a result of the investigation at a residence within the village of Boaz. Deputies took into custody Don L. McCormick, 38 of Boaz, for 1 count of possession of child pornography. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by Wisconsin ICAC Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation Digital Evidence Unit, Richland Center Police Department, Richland County District Attorney, and Richland EMS. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a 5-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL, Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So obviously the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 77th Emmy Awards are in the books, and there was big news from the event. Probably the biggest story was HBO's The Pitt winning Outstanding Drama Series. Star of the show, Noah Wiley, also took home a Best Actor Award, and The Pitt's Catherine Lanasa won Best Supporting Actress. Another big story of the night was the Netflix show Adolescence, which won 6 Emmy Awards, 3 of which went to Stephen Graham for acting, writing, and producing. Apple TV's The Studio won 4 Emmys, including Best Comedy Series. Britt Lower of Apple TV's Severance got her first Emmy off her first nomination and took home the Best Actress in a Drama Series. Jean Smart took home her 4th Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for her role on Hacks. Smart has picked up a total of 14 Emmy nominations over her impressive career. 15-year-old Owen Cooper became the youngest recipient ever for his role in Adolescence. He was excellent. Rainn Wilson appeared on the Last Laugh podcast last week and said he felt that at times the show The Office went too far with racial and sexist jokes. Wilson, who played Dwight Schrute, said they could never get away with some of the jokes now. Wilson also said that NBC ultimately passed on a spinoff which would have starred the Dwight Schrute character and would have been set on his character's beet farm. The show would have been called The Farm. News from the Emmys, Stephen Colbert presented the Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Beforehand, Colbert jokingly asked when he got behind the mic if anyone was hiring. Colbert will exit The Late Show in May of 2026. Colbert also joked that he brought his resume and showed the crowd his old headshot. The Late Show host was visibly moved when the crowd started chanting, "Stephen." Great guy. And by the way, Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series went to Seth Rogen for The Studio. If this past weekend box office earnings are any indication, anime has completely arrived. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle found itself at the top of the box office with a $70 million opening weekend. Its opening day take of $33 million was the highest opening ever for an anime film. Last week's number one film, The Conjuring Last Rites, held off 3 challengers for the number 2 spot and a take of $26 million. The 3 new releases include Downton Abbey, which brought in $18 million. million big ones in its first week of release to finish at number 3. The Stephen King-inspired The Long Walk pulled in $11.5 million over the weekend. The film is based on King's first novel of the same title. And in fifth place was sort of a new release, or more accurately, a new re-release, as Toy Story brought in over $3 million on over 200 screens, giving it a massive haul of $195 million dating back about 30 years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 61 for a low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.